You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. Some time ago, many years, I sat down with my patient, and I remember very vividly this patient talking to me about something that from that point forward changed the way I continued to speak to all my patients, even to this day. And that patient asked me, what could, and I'm speaking as the patient now, this is what she said to me, what could I do to help out your results? That was her quote to me. That was what she asked. What could I do to help out the results? And when she said that to me, a gigantic light bulb went off on the top of my head, because all the way through all my years of general surgery training, plastic surgery training, I really put all the responsibility of all the outcomes solely on myself, which a good plastic surgeon probably does all the time anyway. But it did make me start to think that if I could, some way, bring my patients on board with me so that we were teaming up together as a team approach, or if we were somehow or another going to work together to get the most unbelievable, audacious, great results possible from any procedure that you could even think of that we could do, wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't it be great for me to say, look, I'm going to do my own unbelievable, utmost great job, but here's something that you could do to make your results even better? And the reason why I think this is such an important thing is because nowadays, especially, being a healthy surgical candidate, being a healthy person in general, is such an amazing advantage in this world that we live in. So that anything that you're thinking about even doing to improve your life or the quality of your appearance or your lifestyle really does start and stop with how healthy you are. So if we could do something simultaneously, like if we could, you know, harness that enthusiasm to get this unbelievable cosmetic result and harness that enthusiasm to also start doing some other things that may help you not only achieve the best result from your surgery possible, but may also make you an overall healthier individual for the long haul. Wouldn't that be unbelievable? So what I want to talk to you about today is the idea about starting to think about foods in a way that's actually going to benefit the longevity of whatever procedure you get, and let me add, even if you don't get any procedures, start thinking about adding certain foods to your diet and trying your best to eliminate other foods from your diet. Because let's be honest, I could give you a list of vitamins and supplements that you could start taking every day. And some of you may still do that, and some of you may like doing that because you really don't think you're going to get enough of certain vitamins and nutrients and things like that. And that's great, and that's wonderful, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what if I told you that if you just added a few food items to your meals already, you're probably going to be doing a lot for your overall ability to look as young as possible. And if you eliminated, even a couple of days a week, if you eliminated certain things that we know literally break down your ability to look younger, Wouldn't that be like something that sounds a lot easier than having to go out and buy all different kinds of supplements and vitamins and things like that? So let's go over some of these. So first of all, we know for a fact, with tons of documentations and tons of literature, and you know, you can't Google one of these things without finding this stuff out. But we kind of know for a long time now that there are certain foods that are going to help build a healthy immune system, and also certain foods that are going to make your skin healthier. Now, we know vitamin A. Everybody always talked about eating carrots. And, you know, retin A is a component of a vitamin A thing. But we know that vitamin A has anti-inflammatory properties. So you would imagine if we're doing some sort of a surgery, or if we're even doing injectables, facial fillers, making sure that you're eating enough things that have vitamin A in it would make sense, right? How about things that are like leafy vegetables, things like peppers and tomatoes and green peppers and all of those types of things that you already know are healthy for you. But these types of what we call phytonutrients literally fight something called free radicals. And a lot of you talk to people that speak these languages about what's a free radical, where does it come from, how does it get generated, all of those things. I wanted to make sure that you understood this term free radicals, because free radicals could be from cigarette smoking. Free radicals could be from walking outside on a busy street and having the pollution from all the exhaust fumes, that causes some free radicals in your body. So there's a lot of things that cause free radicals, but basically, free radicals make molecules unstable. And the molecules in particular, when we're talking about wrinkles and looking older, those free radicals break down collagen. And everything we always talk about, from microneedling, PRP, radio frequency, you name it, the word collagen comes up all the time, because what we're trying to do at the end of the day, using retin A, using, you know, all of these things are supposed to be trying to stimulate your aging body and your aging face to grow thicker, more juicy, healthy collagen. So anything that's going in the opposite direction, anything that's causing that breakdown, you're almost basically fighting against yourself. So all the good things that you're trying to do surgically or injectable wise, or putting in microneedling, radio frequency energy, trying to do any of these new hydrofacial type things that are really starting to show that we can generate collagen from that, any of those things, all the skincare products that you're spending money on to help generate some improvement in the elasticity of your skin and the collagen production, just think that all the things that cause free radicals in your system are basically attacking all of those things that you're trying to improve upon. And once you start getting this idea, you'll start to understand why I'm saying it almost doesn't make sense to spend all the money that you would to try to make yourself look younger and more youthful, and then not protect that investment simply by just adding certain things to your diet. And some of these things, again, we're not talking about like revolutionary, you know, new things that you've never heard of before. We're talking about eating more chicken, more salmon, more fish, adding some avocados to your diet, adding some nuts, adding any kind of berry, raspberries, blueberries, any of those things, because we know that those are the type of items that are going to actually create an environment for your skin to grow better and to actually be healthier. So think about this, you know, as we're moving forward in trying to build collagen. If you could do certain things to aid in all these different investments that you may be making and making yourself look more youthful, it would be great. You know, when we talk about olive oil, avocados, good acids, good fatty acids, these types of things are basically making it more difficult for, let's say, ultraviolet radiation from the sun that we all know is bad for your skin, right? But eating these things like avocados and olive oil and things like that actually make it more difficult for the ultraviolet rays to damage your skin. Blueberries, raspberries, like I was explaining to you, prevent the loss of collagen. So all of those things that you may think when you hear about all these good foods to eat and things like that, you may kind of blow off as being, oh yeah, you know about it. But if you really start implementing them in some of your diet regimens throughout the week, I think you'll be very, very surprised how things actually can basically congeal or like coincide to make your injectables, your microneedling, your facelift, all of those things may actually be even better because your whole system has become healthier. How about certain foods that we would try to avoid? So I'll give you a few that you probably know right off the bat. Butter, margarines, red meat, or processed meat, and any kind of really sugary, either soft drinks or just sugar in general, are going to be things that you already know you should be limiting from your diet. But let me just give you a couple of pieces of information about why it's important. French fries, even French fried sweet potato type things, which are good and you can actually, you know, use them throughout the week. But what I'm saying to you is anything that's really fried to an overextent in oil at high temperatures release again these free radicals. And from what I just told you before, these free radicals attack good skin molecules, good collagen, and start to degrade it. So all the money and all the investments and things that you're trying to do to help build those collagen fibers and those collagen cells, you're kind of working almost like in a tug of war against it. When you think about the elasticity of your skin, that may be another really good way to understand what I'm trying to talk about. Imagine that as you're pinching your skin right now to try to check your own elastic properties, if it really snaps back quickly and it's thick and it's juicy, you're doing a good job, whatever you're doing, and you're probably, you know, young, or you're older and just eating really healthy. But those free radicals are going to be the things that weaken the skin's elastic properties. A really high salty, you know, diet, you know, people that use a lot of salt in their foods or eat foods that are just very salty, they basically draw water out of the skin, and your skin becomes more dehydrated. So you may find yourself not only parched after, you know, eating something or drinking something that may be very high in salt content, but just imagine that same parched feeling that's in your mouth, you're literally doing that to your skin as well. Things like white bread, things that are like all that refined, you know, types of breads that are not the whole grains, but the other things. Those things also cause something that we always talk about, which is a high glycemic index, meaning that it's making a lot of sugar run rampant in your bloodstream. And a lot of sugar running loosely around your body not only creates inflammation in your joints and inflammation around your body. And we all know that too much inflammation anywhere can cause a whole bunch of other problems. It's even been associated with cancer and everything else. But a lot of sugar running around your system breaks down collagen, just like those other products that we just talked about, just like those other foods that we just talked about. And that literally speeds up wrinkle formation. High sugar content in your blood breaks down collagen, and I'm saying it again, causes wrinkles. So when patients ask me what could they do to make their results better or make them look younger, at the top of the list, obviously, is like to stop smoking cigarettes. It's to like wear sunscreen so you're not, allowing the sun to damage your skin. But on that list of like maybe top three, four, five things, you're definitely going to say if you could cut down on some of the sugar intake, you're definitely going to see an improvement in all of those types of things. So again, take home messages. You guys can all figure out what are the healthy foods to eat. It's in every women's home journal. It's on every, supermarket tabloid. You always can find out something that's healthy. But concept-wise, just remember proteins, leafy vegetables, those types of things are building blocks for the collagen that we're spending so much money on trying to make healthier with all the different things that we do in our office here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery. We're doing microneedling. We're doing lasers. We're doing injectables. We're now putting in special threads that actually stimulate your own body's collagen production so that you can have a more lifted, tighter appearance. Well, if you could at the same time, again, put certain things into the diet and remove or eliminate other things from the diet that you know are going to cause these wrinkles or the breakdown of the collagen, I think you're going to see like a benefit that you can't even imagine. And let's not even go any further, but just say it'll make you a healthier person and it'll give your immune system a boost so that you'll be able to fight off viruses and other things down the road because your overall will just be a more healthy candidate. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I'll be speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.